Joy Drive.
Now, you've heard of political debates, cultural wars, and generational divides, but today we're diving into one of the most pressing issues of our time, sandwiches. Yes, you heard me right. The UK is apparently at odds over what goes between two slices of bread.
Gender, sexuality, and pop culture. There isn't much Lauren Rosewarne doesn't know, and if she doesn't, we'll make it up.
Good afternoon, Lauren Rosewarne.
Hello, Warren. Thanks for having me.
What's your go-to sandwich filling?
Oh, so a sharp cheddar and something onion sharp. Related. So caramelized onion or pickled onions, or and then I might add whatever else is in the fridge, tomatoes, falafel, etc. But basically, the cheese and the onion part are the staple.
Do you ever bite into an onion? Was it Tony Abbott who did that?
Tony Abbott. Look, if someone else has chopped up the raw onion for me and it's in a sandwich, that's fine. But I don't want to bite into an onion, you know, go cold. No, it feels a little much to do that.
Now, let's start with the controversy.
What about you? Sorry, we need to get your sandwich.
Mine's really simple. I like a cheese in a toasted sandwich. I absolutely love it. And I like to put – I used to love my grandmother's green tomato pickles. They were – amazing. I haven't tasted anything quite the same since, but I do buy, you know, from my local supermarket, green tomato pickles, but it's not the same as what Nana used to make. If anyone's got a good recipe or even a jar already made up,
drop it in. I've been through every single caramelized onion or onion-themed relish in the supermarket.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh, I've got a good one. It's I don't mind spicy food, but this one's really spicy. I might get you a jar to try. It's just pickled onions. So yummy.
Excellent.
Lauren, let's start with the controversy itself. According to the Daily Mail, the Great British Sandwich Study found that while older generations stick to classic fillings like cheddar cheese or sliced ham, the Gen Z prefers fancy options. We're talking
not only just fancy, woke fillings.
Woke.
And this is really what got me, because is there nothing that can't be alleged to be woke? And apparently things like avocado, woke. Chicken, woke.
Oh my goodness.
But my favourite, continental cheeses, woke. I had to Google what is a continental cheese, because I don't know, it feels like it's not a term we use in Australia. It feels like anything other than British cheddar, and that's basically what it is. So any other cheese, camembert, parmesan, all of them, they're all continental cheeses, so they're all woke.
Oh, the term woke, though, I mean, it's just loaded, isn't it? It's such a bad term.
Oh, and the fact that this story, or at least the first run of this story, was in the Daily Mail, they love these kind of stories, because it's red meat to their readership, in the sense that, you know, what is the latest thing that's going to be taken away, you know, traditional values and replace them with something else? Who knew that the pillars or the cornerstones of society were mustard and ham? But apparently the fact that younger people are eschewing those flavours, that's a problem.
Do you know what? I will say, I think the woke sandwiches are probably a little bit healthier, aren't they? Isn't the ham full of nitrates and things?
Yeah, well, this is the thing. I was talking to my brother about this yesterday, and that was the first thing he said. He said, is it woke to avoid nitrates? And I think that is a good question, in the sense of, is that the case? Because ham and processed meats are being sort of sidelined in favour of chicken. And I imagine avocado is similarly considered woke, because for a lot of vegetarians, it would be their choice as a kind of substitute for meat in a for me, I'd pick, say, falafel, but something sort of meaty in a sandwich. And avocado similarly has that reputation, doesn't it? Associated with vegetarians, woke as woke.
I mean, if I think about my parents, they're in their 80s, their early 80s, and they go to a lot of effort to make woke sandwiches, if we want to call them that. Like, the stuff in there is amazing. I'm so proud of them, what they put in their sandwiches. You go over it, it's not just a ham and cheese sandwich. It's full of all these fillings and things. I mean,
my dad, early 70s, jam.
Jam.
Like, he's the only person still buying jam.
I love the way you say it, jam.
Seriously, like, just jam. Whenever I'm there, he'll often report to me on, you know, the shrinking variety of jams in the supermarket. And, Dad, I've never never bought any jam unless I'm making something sweet like a recipe that calls for. It's a rarity. I could never imagine having jam on a sandwich. It feels completely foreign to me.
You know what I find really odd about this story, Lauren, is you go to London now, and London's really come a long way in terms of food. So are we talking about sort of all the areas outside of London when it comes to having a bland sandwich? Is that what we're talking about? Because London's got some great food.
Yeah. So this study was done by a bread manufacturer. So let's say the equivalent in the UK of Tip Top. So I guess there's a potential skewing of who's filled in the survey. But something that you mentioned, the UK, something striking about the UK that I found compared to here, there seems a lot of chain sandwich shops there. Whereas I can't really think in Australia outside of Subway, which is an imported one, and I'm not sure it really fits this category. We don't really have all of those. You know, even news agents will have their own set of sandwiches, and they Brits love the meal deals, you know, with a packet of chips and a drink. And it's not, even though Australians eat sandwiches, it's I don't think that idea of going out and every day having one when there's so many other options is a very Australian thing, where it seems to be a British thing.
Do they talk about the bread at all, or are they just limiting it to the fillings?
It's seemingly it's focused on woke fillings, but you do raise a question. Is woke this, for bread. Example,
grain?
Is it a sourdough? Is it a multi-grain? My own personal, I really do not like a brioche or any enriched bread in sandwich.
Continental, Lauren.
Being half Italian, I can say this, is that that's that thing, isn't it? This idea of, you know, ethnic foods and ethnic cheeses.
But even cheese with a bit of bite to it is considered. Well, this is
apparently it can only be cheddar, British cheddar. Anything else is a little bit too. And I do also appreciate, in a sarcastic way, the coupling of anything that's vaguely foreign and wokeness.
Yeah, I agree. Well,
it's
now,
also weird.
Well, this is going to come back and bite people, because the woke people will be healthy, and that's a good thing. We all want to be healthy.
Yeah, well, I also think it was interesting to see, which I hate mayonnaise with a passion.
Oh,
it's on the
process.
People,
me too.
I don't know what the...
Oh, it's got to be continental. No, but the oils are crap. Yes, please continue.
No, I don't understand it. But equally, though, I was surprised, mustard being on the decline. Younger people are not embracing mustard, where I don't reach for it for sandwiches, but it's essential in, let's say, mac and cheese and other things. So,
do you know mustard? It's interesting because, when you go on a little road trip somewhere and you end up at some sort of deli or, you know, a mustard place, and you taste them and you buy them and you come home, and then 3 years later you look at the expiry dates and they've expired. That's what mustard is to me. I always buy it with good intentions.
But I'm pretty sure you'd find it would be okay. I think it's one of those products that does have a really long shelf life despite what's advertised. I don't think, for example, there's going to be many people, listeners, correct me, if you've ever found mould in your mustard.
No, definitely not. We're chatting with Associate Professor Lauren Rosewarne from the University of Melbourne about sandwiches being labelled as woke. Now, social media has had a bit of a field day with this, hasn't it?
They have, because, again, this idea of, you know, even Marks and Spencer, actually, the British, I guess, what's the equivalent here? It's a department store, but it also has a large food section.
Great they undies they used to have. Anyway.
My mind goes straight to their scones. They had really good scones. Anyway, they had a sandwich called the LGBT sandwich in recognition of Pride Month, and they were donating all the funds, but it was the same as the LG, what is it, the L? Lettuce, what is it? Lettuce, bacon, tomato, LBs.
Oh, BLT.
BLT, thank you. And they added in it guacamole. So that was the getting in there.
Love it.
When that happened in 2019, that was a real scandal about, you know, sandwiches becoming woke. So this is not the first time we've been down this treacherous path, Warren, where sandwiches are leading people into this really dangerous direction.
Now, there's the big debate, crisps, or as we say, chips in sandwiches. Were you ever into that?
No, but it's also an American thing, where if you get a sandwich out in a lot of places in the US, they'll put chips, crisps, or, you know, as in crunchy one. cold, crunchy things from a packet. Yeah. On the side. And I feel in that case, I am obliged to put them in the sandwich because I don't normally reach for crisps. It's not something that I ever crave. And there is an interesting textural element, but I would never think of doing it at home.
No. Do you know there's a cafe near me and it's always really, really busy. Got a queue, known for gourmet sandwiches and quite expensive, mind you. And it's, I observe it when I go past it. There's always a broad spectrum of ages and a diverse group of people buying the sandwiches there. So this label of woke onto people who like a bit of avocado or something else other than cheese in their sandwich, I don't know if it's going to stick, Lauren.
Look, I think the other part of it is, though, as well, if you're buying a sandwich out of your home, you know, having a sandwich outside the home, bit different in the UK because they seem to do this on a daily basis. But if I'm buying a sandwich at a cafe, I want it to be more exciting than I have at home. Mm. Otherwise, what's the point? And I think there's an undercurrent here of not just certain fillings being woke, but being more expensive, and that idea of having, say, a ham and cheese sandwich and that being it, it becomes more expensive when you add all of these fillings, and therefore it's more of an occasion event. And that differs quite substantially from those prepackaged sandwiches that are sold everywhere in the UK. And I can't think of where you'd buy one in Melbourne. It's I don't think I've seen pre-made sandwiches in boxes for sale in Australia.
Lauren, one question, and I want you to answer honestly. Do you have a sandwich maker or a jaffle maker?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
I have one. No. I love it. There's nothing better.
I did buy my parents one, though. My mum, for some reason, saw one advertised that you do it in the microwave.
Oh.
So... Yeah, it's this thing that's got, I don't know how it works, but it does produce a toasted sandwich. It takes about 7 minutes.
There's nothing better than the cheese.
Woke as they come. Woke,
the baked beans in the sandwich, and then you bite into it and it just burns you. Because.
And then for 3 days you get the reminder of the pleasure with the disintegrating roof of your mouth.
Lauren, love it. We'll let you get back to eating your pickled onions or your raw onion.
Excellent. Talk to you next week.
Talk to you next week. Thanks, Lauren. It's Associate Professor Lauren Rosewarne from the University of Melbourne.